listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip of tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? Switch on TV. They give me a news. They give half truths to me. They give us wise. They feed us lies. Now I want.
Rick Adams is on.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, whoever might be listening right now, friend and foe alike, today is Saturday. That's when we're on, every Saturday, from 1 to 3 Central Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. Today, the 20th of October, hard to believe, just another, well, about another 12 days, 11 days or so, that we'll be in another month if we survive, an election month, we're told. Can you believe it? Wow, and maybe an October surprise, huh? Who knows what the month may bring. A lot of activity going on, a lot of things day to day, minute to minute, hour to hour around this nation, if you want to call it a nation any longer, but, you know, around this continent, this land of ours that we called America for many years, and of course globally as well. And you know what? Invariably, I always have to come right back to the Word of God. I have to come right back to His Word each and every single program to begin the program. What's that? Breaking up? How is it now? All right. Well, we're going to be able to hopefully clear up the breakup. We've been having a lot of communications problems here, and we're coming to you by landline today, but in any event, talking about a pledge drive on Republic is what we shall be doing. And of course, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, 21, we do read about Satan and Christ. And Christ is telling Satan that basically, you're not divided against yourself. He's saying that you are united in all of your fronts. But if your kingdom is in fact divided, then it cannot stand. And you are not going to stand on the day of judgment. He tells them, I, with the finger of God, can cast out devils. No doubt about that. And that is the work of God. Then he refers to a strong man armed with the weaponry of the truth, keeping his palace, his estate, and his goods will not be spoiled. Now, this, of course, today has many applications. One of them, of course, is the right to keep and bear arms, which we'll be talking about very shortly. But in any event, the reference here is a spiritual armor that he's talking about against Satan and his many, many attacks on the Christian people. This is for our time particularly, the end times, when we need to be aware of how evil and how vile and very disingenuous these attacks will be on us. So we'll be talking about that. Remember, Luke chapter 11, verse 21, also in Luke 22, I believe it is, also where the apostle tells the other apostles to sell your extra cloak and buy a sword when you go out and preach the gospel. That is the equivalent of a firearm today. to go and carry the means of protection. So, folks, there is no gun control in the scripture. Quite the contrary. There is no disarmament. Quite the contrary. Now, with that noted, I want to bring up our guest here today, who was probably been on, as you know, many of the programs here on RBN, and trying to help out Republic Broadcasting with a new pledge drive. So I thought it would be propitious to bring him on, Dan Butterfield, who is going to be able to discuss with us what you've been hearing all along, First Sight, and what it offers for some of our listeners who qualify and who might be interested or inclined to help both support Republic Broadcasting and at the same time support themselves in obviously getting themselves some firearms training and preparation. So let me say hello. How are you, Dan? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Are you hearing me okay now?
You're coming in clear. You were garbled at the very beginning, but you mentioned that, and it's been good ever since.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we spoke the other day privately, and we had a nice little chit-chat, and I know you don't have a lot of time on air, but I want to get right into it because I thought it was significant that maybe I could, on my little program here once a week on Republic, could do a forum for you to tell our listeners who listen to me, may not listen to all the other programs or maybe any of the others, but they listen to me, and they might need to know something very important about this offering that John Stadtmiller, Republic, and you yourself are also involved in. So tell us a little bit about it. Tell us, for the new listeners here, about Front Sight and what this pledge drive will be all about.
Okay, sir. The organization that that you would be joining with your $500 donation to RBN, the name of the organization is Front Sight. It's out near Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. And in the last 20 years, they have trained over 1 million people there. And every year, they train more people at that one facility than all other firearms training facilities in the United States combined. So they do have a good track record. I've yet to hear anybody say anything really negative about them. I mean, nothing's perfect, but that place has got it together. They're very organized. They're extremely professional. Safety is of the utmost importance. And my wife and I were out there a couple of years ago, and it was an incredible learning experience. And what I noticed real quick was that old axiom that we've all heard, you don't know what you don't know. That'll hit you, right? That'll hit you sometime that first day that you're there. I mean, I don't care how long you've shot. There's a lot to learn to be as proficient as you can possibly be, and I would hope that everybody that has a firearm that intends to, that thinks they're capable of defending themselves, would realize that the only way you can really do that and do it right is to be properly trained. Without proper training, it's just a falsehood to think just because you can make it go bang that you're going to come out on top.
Right, right. I don't know. I mean, like we've discussed personally how I feel and what I'm up to in my own personal situation, but I don't know how anybody could possibly just go out and buy something like a gun, especially with the kinds of guns that are on the market today, and just think that all they have to do is just read the instructions, load it up, and just get to a target range, or go out and practice shoot. I don't know of anybody who would do that, but I mean, have you encountered people like that yourself?
Unfortunately, I have. I live here in South Central Missouri. There's a lot of people that hunt deer. There's a lot of good hunters, and there's a lot of hunters that get a couple of boxes of shells and three or four cases of beer and go to the deer woods. And personally, I don't want to be anywhere close to people like that. I don't want to be hunting down the river from a guy that's hung over. Alcohol and firearms don't mix, just like alcohol and driving don't mix. And not everybody that shoots a gun drinks, but there's a lot of that goes on in the deer woods. And there's a lot of, I mean, look at all the irresponsible drivers, for goodness sake. You can't go anywhere at any speed without some jackass tailgating you. And that's going to create an accident for both of you. If you have to slow down at all, he's going to smack you. Sure. So, I mean, driving is so common for our country, at least, and I guess there's a lot of drivers over in England area. Do they tailgate over there like they do here?
Well, I know exactly what you mean. I encounter it all the time, and it is a kind of a frightening phenomenon in the sense that you really are literally, taking your life in your hands when you get in and get in the car and start it up and even try to back out of your driveway if you have one. I mean, it's just incredible, especially with illegals and those who are coming in to the country, into the states, just driving cars. They have no license, no real experience or evidence of it, and they're out to kill. Many of them are just out to kill. I hate to say it, but that's what I see quite a bit. I see all the time. They go right through red lights, doesn't matter, whatever the stop sign is, wherever it is, they'll just go right through it. So the same thing with the gun ownership issue, and more importantly, with a gun, obviously, you know.
Absolutely. If you're going to own a gun, and if you own it for the potential time whenever you might have to protect yourself or somebody you love, you owe it to yourself and to those around you that you may be having to protect to learn how to use that gun efficiently and effectively, and to keep it clean and to possibly do some minor repairs on it. If you're betting your life on that gun that it's going to function, you might need to have a few extra springs and whatever potentially could break on that thing and enough knowledge to replace those parts in a timely manner.
So, sure thing.
There's responsibility that goes along with owning a firearm. If you don't intend to use it, that's different. But if you think you ever might have to use it, by golly, go out and get trained.
That
doesn't mean just be able to make it shoot.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's anybody could read the instruction manual and make it shoot, make it go off, in other words. But to be able to hit the target and do the job properly and efficiently and effectively, I mean, you don't want to go into a gunfight and hopefully you won't have ever started it. You're having to do it to protect yourself or someone you love or some other innocent person. But if it gets started, you want to come out on top.
Absolutely. And what about
the only way you can do that is with proper training.
Well, that's good and true. I'm glad you said that, because immediately what would come to mind, of course, and this is just for the sake of discussion, because I know that people would be thinking this. Well, I'm already an NRA member, or I'm thinking about getting a gun, and I would go right to the NRA. And so I would ask you to say, what is the advantage here? As well, of course, as the paramount advantage of trying to help RBN, primarily with a pledge drive this year. But what other benefits would there be to being a membership in FrontSight? I'm just saying vis-a-vis NRA or other organizations, you say.
Oh, that's perfectly understood, and you're right. Yes, you can get training at NRA. I wouldn't argue with that, and I know it's good training. You would pay each time you go, and exactly how much I'm not sure, but it's not dirt cheap. You have to pay a fair amount to have quality trainers. This particular organization, FrontSight, and what we're offering for a $500 donation to RBN is a lifetime membership at FrontSight. You don't have to pay any yearly fees or dues. You can go as many times as you want, take as many classes as you want for the rest of your life, and then pass it on with the paperwork that you fill out. You can pass it on to someone that you think would appreciate it and would take advantage of that training. So
you mean like a transfer?
It goes on indefinitely. Excuse me?
Is that like a transfer, you mean? Or is that...
Absolutely, yeah. The membership will transfer to the beneficiary that you choose.
I got you.
So it can go on indefinitely. It's quite a legacy to be able to do that for somebody. A niece, a nephew, a child, the best friend you've ever had, whatever. It's your choice. And again, there's no yearly fees or dues. You do have to provide your own gun and ammunition, but that's not uncommon. That's very common across the industry. There is a $50 background check fee the year that you choose to train. Now, that's whether you take one class or as many as you could possibly take. The year you choose to train, there's a single fee of $50. If you choose not to train that year, you're not out anything. Like I said, no fees, no dues, no monthly hit on your account or anything. It doesn't cost you unless you go, and then that's the one $50 fee. You could take one class or 20 or 30 classes. They actually offer over 50 different classes, both day and night, in pistol, rifle, shotgun, submachine gun, hand-to-hand, rope, knife, defensive driving, family safety. There's just, and I can't even begin to remember them all, but there's over 50 different classes. And some classes are prerequisites for others. In other words, you can't take advanced pistol or advanced combat pistol before you take the basic one. And it builds on each, each class builds on the one before it. So it's extremely professional, extremely well done. Is it better than NRA? I wouldn't want to get into that argument. It probably would depend a little bit on the instructor. NRA is good. I wouldn't argue with that. I don't think you, to my knowledge, you can't get a lifetime membership and go back and train from all practical purposes for free. You would pay each time you go. I could be off on that. But Front Sight, I've never seen anything like it before. I've never read anything similar to that. There's a number of different training facilities, and some of them are closer to where people live, no argument. As soon as Front Sight gets done building their overnight facility at their present location, that'll be in the next 18 to 24 months when that's completed. As soon as they're done with that, they'll be putting in another brand new location down in either Florida or Texas. We don't know which. And another bonus for being a member of Front Sight, once that overnight facility is completed, and that's going to be a world-class resort once that thing's completed in 18 to 24 months. But when the overnight facility is completed, you'll be able to stay there for free whenever you train. And right now, it's about a 20-minute drive to get there from the closest overnight facility. You can park a motorhome there now, but there's no hookup. There eventually will be hookups for your motorhome, if that's what you've got. And those hookups will cost you nothing with that Commander Lifetime membership. By the way, if somebody wants to check this out, please go to frontsight.com and look at the various memberships. And the one that we're offering is the Commander Lifetime membership. And that advertises online for $25,000. And I was talking to John Moore not too long ago, and he said that from his experience talking to people that have been going to various ranges around the country, $500 a day is pretty much the going rate for a lot of those ranges for training. So you take a four-day class, and you've already come out way ahead, money-wise.
Sure thing. All right. You can stick around for a few more minutes here, Dan,
sure,
and we'll come right back to you. All righty? Stay with us. Rick Adams, Uncensored, today. talking to Dan Butterfield, who is representing FrontSight, and we're trying to see who's interested in getting some help for themselves and for RBN. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dan is talking about FrontSight, and Dan, the history of the organization and when it was begun, I believe, by Mr. Piazza, Ignacio Piazza, is one that should be maybe talked about for a minute or so. Can you give us a little bit of background on him and why he created this this entity?
Well, I can give you some of it. I'd be glad to try. You can get the whole story by going to the FrontSight website, and there's YouTubes there, and get to know him. He became enamored with firearms at a fairly young age, from what I can recall, and he came out with it's a special category of ability, and I forget the exact terminology for it, but he's one of the top combat shooters that's ever been trained, one of the very top, and he decided, the best I can recall this, he decided that he wanted the people that can legally own firearms in America to be trained to their highest level of competence. And he wanted to make a place where they could come do that. Not just one class, or two classes. There's a number, like I said, there's over 50 different classes, and they stair step and climb the ladder of efficiency as you go to them. So right. Every time you go back, you don't take the same class again. You could if you wanted, but the classes build on one another, so your competency level continues to climb. And that first four-day class, he claims, and I accomplished it. He claims that he will teach the average person how to present from the holster. In other words, they say fire, and you reach for your gun, you withdraw it from the holster, you put two shots in the center of the target in under 2 seconds. And that sounds like gunslinger talk, but the reality is you can be trained to do that. Unless there's no muscular or skeletal problems with your body, that's something that you can be trained to do within a four-day time period. And it's quite encouraging to see yourself progress, you know, to that level of ability in 4 days. So
yeah,
he
fabulous.
Wants everybody... Go ahead.
I'm just saying that's a fabulous thing.
Yeah, it is. And it's not like you're trying to show off. It's just, you know, they say when seconds count, the police will be there in minutes if you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, when a situation arises that you can't control, it's out of your control, somebody's deciding to harm you or your loved ones, you have split seconds to defend yourself many times. I mean,
right.
There's
right.
enough articles written about people that have, you know, had their house, the door breaks open, it's in the middle of the night, and you're half asleep, and before you know it, there's somebody got a knife to your throat, and you've got to respond quick. And there's something that they call a phenomenon called muscle memory. And if you haven't trained your muscles to react in times of stress, then you're going to come out on the wrong end of the stick whenever the stressful situation happens. And he wants to make sure that everybody can achieve their highest level of ability. And he's created a place, and he's created the training that will allow that to happen for the average person even.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have
mm-hmm.
to be an athlete or an extremely dexterous person. As long as your muscles and your bones are working right, he can train you and teach you, or his system that he uses can train you and teach you how to come out on top. And that's what it's all about. That's
right.
That's why you've got a gun to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
So,
it's all about defense.
That's his purpose.
Yeah, okay, that's good. And I'm on the site. I've been reading about it. And all I'd like to do is just ask you, in the time we have here today, how, you know, the breakdown of this for yourself, for RBN, how can it help us to get like 1,000 of these sometime within the very near future to keep RBN afloat? Or at least a couple of years financially, how does that work in terms of you being the contact person or just people going directly to the site, you know, the front site, website, and signing up, registering, getting a password, and then going from there with the background checks and so forth? What is the best way that you recommend people do this?
Well, that's a very good question. RBN on their website has explicit directions on what you have to do to help RBN and themselves. What it amounts to is you go to, it'll walk you right through it. The directions are right there on RBN's website. You go to FrontSite's website and you create an account.
Right, right. Okay, hang on for a couple of more minutes, all right? And
no
we'll
problem.
Have this quick break, and then we'll be able to just provide that information. All right, we'll come right back, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored, a lot more to come. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we're back, folks. I'm going to wrap up with Dan. And by the way, Dan, I have to apologize for mispronouncing your name. I was saying Butterfield, and I know it's Sutterfield, but I'm not trying to butter you up at all. I'm just, I'm just engaging in another one of my flubs. In any event, to answer the question that I asked you before the break, you mentioned RBN's, of course, website here that instructs people to link to the site, which is Front Site, to register and sign up, and then go from there. The process probably takes a little bit of time to make sure there's no legal problems with people that have arrest records, conviction records that would hinder them from being able to own a firearm and the like, right?
That's correct. Yeah, unfortunately, even though some people that are considered felons didn't do anything aggressive, right, that if it's a felony, they can't have them on the job, on the site.
Yep. No,
so that's unfortunate.
Yep, it is.
But that's the way it is. Anyway, once they create an account, which costs them absolutely nothing, they would put their login ID that they've chosen on a piece of paper along with a check for $500, send it to me, and I will make sure that that RBN gets their money and that I transfer a Commander Lifetime membership from my account into their account. And I always call them when I receive the check, and then I call them again once I make the transfer. So we keep the communication lines open.
Okay. And the money that goes right into RBN's operating budget is how much?
$300 of that, $500 goes directly to RBN.
Then
because of the way Piazza's got it set up, there's a $100 transfer fee from my account into the new person's account that just created the account. And that covers that. And then I've invested a considerable amount of money since 2009 to get these memberships to do with as I see fit. And $100 goes to me to keep it perpetual, to keep it going on.
That really is, though, when you think about it, that's a tremendous saving. I mean, that's a deal.
Oh, my goodness.
At the cost.
We've had people call in to various hosts whenever I was on there, and they said, yeah, my dad's been a member for 6 or 8 years, and he paid $5,700, and he's happy he got it for that.
Right.
So it's a bargain at $500. There's no argument.
Well, now, you know, with all that I'm seeing and reading across the nation, as you alluded to earlier, Dan, the fact that the use of firearms that we never hear about in the propaganda media are the kinds of peoples who deter a crime, spare a criminal from doing his or her duties, save a life, including their own, and otherwise make our nation that much safer than would be the case had they not had that right, had they not, been able to procure firearms and the training and their family members as well to arm themselves and be protective of themselves and their neighborhoods and so forth. So actually, with the situation worsening now, as we see, and the threat of violence and disruption in our cities, I guess it's paramount now more than ever for people to who feel qualified, who feel like it's for them, to pick up the phone, pick up the keyboard, if you will, to contact you, contact through RBN, of course, and obviously go to FrontSight and register and get started, because all of the evidence is there that it's better to have one or more and not need them than to need them and not have them.
That's exactly right. There's so many examples of that. You're so right. The deterrent that a firearm has is unparalleled if you know how to use it. If you don't know how to use it, it may be more trouble than it's worth. I mean, you might get it taken away from you. So,
That's right. You don't want to give them the excuse. Because all we see in the media primarily is all of this so-called gun violence, as they call it, and it's totally taken out of context, totally misrepresented. When you break down the statistics, even the FBI statistics will show that X number of crimes have been deterred by firearms usage, and more importantly, than widespread ownership of firearms in America today. Not just in neighborhood by neighborhood, but in state by state breakdown. When you look at the statistics from the police report, you find that states or localities that have the highest, strongest gun control laws generally per capita have the highest crime rates as well. So, I mean, that is just incredible.
When you take the guns away from the honest citizens, the people that still have guns are the criminals. That's why they're criminals. Right. They don't follow the rules. So you disarm honest people and you make them eligible to be taken advantage of. They can't protect themselves. It's absurd.
Some people in government like it that way too, don't they? In history, huh?
And those same people that would take our guns away have armed guards, have live in gated communities with armed guards.
I know.
And they can afford to pay for that.
Sure. Yep. You can think about them in my neighborhood near Massachusetts, the Kennedy compound. Always had armed security to protect them and their interests, and as well as the newspapers. And you'd go down to the Providence Journal when it was actually a paper that was actually circulated in those days. It's a shell now, but the first thing you'd meet was an armed guard, an armed security guy right at the desk before you could sign in or go anywhere. And they, of course, were advocating gun control and gun confiscation, bans, and so forth. So it is typical, and they have no shame in these hypocrites in the political and media fields in just showing their arrogance more than anything in trying to disarm good people, the law-abiding, the civilized, and those who are trying to protect themselves and their families, you see? So that's very true. Yep. And have we left anything out that you'd like to say now before I let you go, Dan?
No, not really. You've covered it pretty well. The thing I would like people to know, this fundraiser, Ignatius Piazza, has allowed us to do this and promote it on the airwaves until the end of this year.
Right.
Now,
we don't have
what's
time? Mm-hmm.
What's rather unique. In other words, we have to quit using media as such at the end of this year. But after that, the fundraiser can go on. We just can't talk about it on the air. There'll be no promotional spots on the RBN website. The hosts and all those radio spots that you hear now on RBN will have to stop. But by word of mouth, this can carry on indefinitely and benefit RBN.
Sure, sure.
So as long as it keeps traveling by word of mouth, we can keep it going.
Right, right. Well, but the time is of the essence now, and you want to be able to finish the promotion to get a number of subscriptions, memberships, and applications processed before the end of this year. That's the whole immediate goal, right?
Oh, absolutely, and the fact that RBN needs some equipment desperately. I believe the last time I heard Mr. Stapmiller talk about it, it takes $300 a day to keep that station alive.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, I mean, that's pretty reasonable for what he's doing.
Considering
not like everybody there is getting rich.
No, it is amazing how economic.
It's a bare bones situation. I'm surprised he can do it for that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dan, once again, Dan Sutterfield, thank you very much for being with me. And if you want to come back on again next month in November.
I would be glad to if you'd like to have me.
By
the way, my phone numbers are on the RBN website.
Yes,
you can call me at any time. My email's on there. And I'd be glad to talk to anybody if they have some questions. And if you'd rather talk to Frontsite, by all means, call them up during business hours. They're in Pacific time, but you get to talk to a human almost every time you call. It's rare that you'll ever get an answering machine, and they're very, very nice people to talk to. They'll answer. I mean, I can answer a lot of your questions. They could answer all of your questions if you have any. And spend some time on their website. It's an amazing website.
Yeah, and you can also go on and catch some of the videos that are up showing exactly what they do, what the ranges are like and the facilities are like, because, yeah, you have to travel if you're that kind of person. You want to travel to get the training, then it's well worth it to look at these videos now that are up online, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dan.
I like to tell people there's a name for going out there and taking that training. It's called vacation.
I like that. That's very good. Yeah. You know, if you want to right now, before we let you go, you want to give your number, make it easy for some people, or your email, you're more than welcome to do that at this time.
I'll be glad to. I've got a landline and a cell phone. The landline is 573 573- 762-2356. My cell phone is 573-465-2356. My email is domedan, that's D-O-M-E-D-A-N, domedan at hotmail.com. And no, Rick, I'm not bald, but I used to build dome houses. So
that's right, cement dome houses. We got to talk about that sometime, too. Sure, thank you,
They're amazing.
Okay, we'll talk to you again next time. God bless.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Dan Sutterfield, and you heard the message, folks, and you can hear it again on the archives and play it for your friends. I think now at this critical time in this country, what's happening to America now and the provocations for civil war being laid out before our very eyes, I think is very propitious messaging to people today to learn about what it is that may be coming very shortly. The one element that we always try to stress on this program, I have made it a keynote point, has been the fact that it's not just the common thief or would-be criminal invader or rapist or whatever that you need to worry about most in the end. But when you know what hits the fan, as they always say, it's your own government, or at least what you thought was your own government that could be the worst enemy you would face. And we've seen examples of that, not just in other countries, but right here in America. We saw what the government did during the World War I era, the sedition laws that were applied. In World War II, when Roosevelt locked down the country and had people rounded up and arrested American citizens, not just the Japanese, but Italo-Americans and just plain Americans who were resistors to the war and the tyranny that would follow. You know, the government has the guns, and if it has the guns, then it makes the rules, is what they say. So we need to have an armed citizenry, as the framers said, because of the eventuality of an outlawed, despotic government that will steal away your freedoms. What was it, George Washington that said in the book by G. Edward Griffin many years ago, The Fearful Master? He said that government, like a fire, could become or would be akin to a fearful master. When the fire, what happens? When the fire gets out of control, then you know you can no longer tame it, and you need to douse it. You need to douse that fire. Now, this leads me into my next subject. Art will be joining us in the second hour, by the way, but I want to mention the fact that I think of all the most important items in what we call newsworthiness today, this week, the issue that probably I think actually trumps, if you will, pardon the expression, all the other issues is what is taking place in this off-season election cycle and the threats that Mr. Trump has apparently made quite vociferously against those purportedly peaceful individuals who are fleeing from their native land, so we're told, in Central America, heading toward Mexico with their goal, with their eventual goal to come to the United States. And what do you do? I guess you could do as the Zionist regime does. You just shoot them dead if they're carrying stones or, who knows, balloons that are incendiary or what have you, carrying little signs and placards, say, I need a home and I need a roof over my head. I'm a human and I am not going to be killed off. And then bang, bang, you know, you're shot dead. Well, isn't it interesting how the media are portraying this crusade to guard the borders, if you will, with the way they cover or don't cover what's going on in the Gaza open-air death camp. So it's very interesting to see how the bought and paid for corrupt media are handling all of this. But needless to say,
You know, this issue is most important. What is forthcoming, timed with the elections? We know that we've read reports that money, cash, is being handed out in Guatemala and in Honduras for these marches to take place across the borders into Mexico and up to the United States. That's what we have been told, and I can't document it, but that's what they're saying. Right now, that third clip, Sam, on the skateboard, if you would begin it now. Let's hear what this report says about Mr. Trump's intentions.
For our top story this hour, we are monitoring developments surrounding the U.S.-Mexico border as President Trump...
Got it, folks? You got the headline? That's it. We're going to come right back to that story. Stay tuned. Right back to Adam.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines. Reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
deadlyexperiment.chatango.com. Rick Adams Uncensored, and right now we're going to get right back to that audio clip of this report. Go ahead.
This hour, we are monitoring developments surrounding the U.S.-Mexico border as President Trump threatens to call in the military to secure the crossing. Early Thursday morning, the president tweeted, quote, "I must, in the strongest of terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught. And if unable to do so, I will call up the U.S. military and close our southern border." The tweet came in reference to the migrant caravan, which is making its way from Honduras with the goal of reaching Tijuana, a Mexican city near the U.S. border. An estimated 4,000 people are traveling on the caravan, many of them children. The group Pueblo Sin Fronteras has organized caravans like this every year since 2010. Once arriving at the border, migrants go through the process of legally crossing into the United States and applying for asylum. The families are...
Honduras. I am fleeing my country due to the violence and the government, who has already killed my father and my two brothers after I denounced their corruption.
The families are fleeing gang and drug cartel violence back home as well. According to the U.S. State Department, since 2010, Honduras had one of the highest murder rates in the world. On Wednesday, In Question explained how the U.S. has contributed to the migrant crisis, examining how Washington's policies fuel violence and devastation in Sudan, El Salvador, and Haiti. Honduras is no exception. Just last year, the U.S. endorsed the re-election of Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, even after the Organization of American States declared vote results to be inconclusive. And although Honduras is a U.S. partner in the drug war, which many blame for the violence in the country, President Trump threatened the nation on Thursday, saying, quote, "We have today informed the countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador that if they allow their citizens or others to journey through their borders and up to the United States with the intention of entering our country illegally, all payments made to them will stop." With the U.S. border in question, we're joined now by organizer with the Answer Coalition, Eugene Puryear. Eugene, let's start by talking about the charge from the Trump administration that these migrants want to come to the border and cross into the United States illegally. Is that actually what they aim to do?
Well, I think they certainly are aiming to come to this country and to seek asylum. And I think the issue of people coming, quote unquote, illegally speaks very heavily to the Trump administration policy at the border. Of course, as many people know, there are certain entry points where you must go, actually, if you're going to seek asylum. But what often happens, and what many people don't know, even if you meet the criteria for asylum, you can still be rejected. And so what we have seen from the Trump administration in many of these areas is they'll, for instance, maybe close an entry point and say, well, you can't apply for asylum today. And so what happens is people get tired of waiting or just feel that they want to apply for asylum and they want to move forward with the process. So then they cross the border somewhere else. And then they cross the border somewhere else and they're arrested as criminals, despite the fact that they are trying to seek asylum. And in many cases, oftentimes, were actually denied the opportunity or at least told they had to wait indefinitely for it to happen. So to some degree, this is actually a function of how the U.S. border policies on asylum play out.
As I mentioned earlier this week on In Question, we discussed how U.S. war and neoliberal policies have resulted in the influx of migrants from other countries, Sudan, Haiti, and El Salvador. Explain how that's also been the case.
I'll pause right there because I know what's going to be said, and I think I can fill in the blanks myself. What they're going to give you is the left-wing perspective, and you're going to get the right-wing perspective, so to speak, from the Trumps. When we come back in hour number two, I will tell you, in my opinion, what you need to prepare for and what may very well be happening very shortly now in America. So stay tuned. Hour number two will be coming right up. Rick Adams Uncensored here on Republic Broadcast.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.